Welcome back to 32 Fans in 32 Days. I'm Alex Chester, and with me, as always, is Wheels Wienerker. Wheels, things are going really, 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 really badly for your New York Jets, when I think you would happily trade places with today's guest, because he's here to talk about the Cleveland Browns.
I mean,
well, it's an interesting question, because the Jets have a plan, right? The Jets' plan is to tank, and they haven't said this, but their plan is to tank and get the number one pick next year and get a superstar quarterback. And then, you know, maybe take it from there. Like, they don't have any good players, but eventually they could surround that QB with good players. The Browns' plan is to, like, try and compete while also trying to get the number one pick. So,
but you're assuming the Browns have a plan?
No, they don't have a plan.
They took Brock Osweiler as, like, a throw-in, and now they're actually might be starting.
They literally hired Mike Lombardi to be their GM. Like, I wouldn't hire Mike Lombardi to be, like, the intern for this podcast. No joke.
Yeah, Mike Lombardi is very bad at everything.
You guys need to intro me first, or can I jump in while you're ripping the Browns?
No. Wait, here's Renan Lefkowitz. You are our Browns fan.
Listen, you are the first only Browns fan. First we trash your team, then we welcome you, and then you can defend it. But, yeah, for the second year in a row, to talk about the Cleveland Browns is Renan Lefkowitz. Renan, I think you should be very excited, because the Browns are ranked higher than they were in last season's preseason rankings. Akeem and I have the Browns tied for 30th. So you're better than one team.
I would have said 27th, maybe 28th, 26th.
Confident. Wow.
I was gonna start out by saying at least we're not the Jets, but you know what? Sam Darnold's a superstar. I think tanking is probably the way to go this year.
To be fair, Sam Darnold's already said he will not come out if the Jets have the number one pick. So.
Oh, did he? I didn't realize he said that.
Yeah. I mean, he might. You know, we might not hold him to that, but I mean, he might. He doesn't have to be held to that, but who knows?
Yeah, if you're a Jets fan, you gotta look at that eclipse directly on Monday, and then you don't have to watch the whole season.
Well, this is a lot of smack being talked by the Browns fan.
Yeah, by the way,
your quarterback options are Brock Osweiler, Cody Kessler, DeShone Kizer. So why exactly do you think you should be up at 27 or 28?
Can we? Wait. The Browns play the Jets this year. So can we make a friendly wager or something?
No, there's no friendly wager. I'm rooting against the Jets. I hope the Browns win 49-0.
Yeah, me too. I'll take it.
I hope the Jets show up in the wrong stadium and force
it. Not only to lose, but to lose badly. Wouldn't you at least want it to be close games?
You know what my problem is? The place I'll go to watch football, when the Jets are on at 1, I'll stay home because I need to watch Jet games by myself because I'm crazy. But if the Jets are playing at 4, I'll go to my friend Morty's house and we'll watch the eight games at once, and I'm blanking on the name because that's insane.
The Red Zone Channel.
Sorry, I'm very rusty. And then we'll have a second TV maybe with the top game. But I think this year, I just can't justify only watching a Jet game at 1 o'clock, and the Jets play 14 1 o'clock games. So I don't even want to watch. I'm not going to watch the Jets Browns game. I haven't missed an early season Jets game since 1989, but it's happening this year.
It is early season. I think they play them in the first month.
That's when that's when Todd Bowles going to get fired for the Jets. If the Jets are 0-4, I think they have the Browns and Jaguars consecutively. They lose to you guys, that's when Bowles gets fired.
There's some bad teams in the league this year. I think the Browns are better than the Jets, the Bears, the Rams, and the Jaguars, and they play all four of those.
But why? Tell us why.
Why?
Why are the Browns it's funny that we're considering you insanely optimistic by saying that they're only the fifth or sixth worst team, but tell us why.
Well, I can hold two ideas in my head at the same time, you know? The Browns suck, but at the same time, they're much improved year over year. And for example, their offensive line is I think Real Pro Football Focus ranks them number 2 in the league. So they signed
offensive line last year also.
They had a terrible offensive line last year. They lost Alex Mack, who went to Atlanta. You know, they tried to play this rookie Cam Irving, he's turnstile, and they didn't
Joe Thomas was great.
Yeah, they have Joe Thomas, but
they had a top 3 running game, which I don't think anybody expected.
They had a top 3 running game, yeah, but they were down 28-0, so who cares? And that's the problem. That's the problem with this year. All these fantasy prognosticators are, you know, thinking Isaiah Crowell is going to have a great year because the Browns are going to be able to run the ball. So you have a good line, you have a good running game. The question is, you know, are you going to be close enough to actually run the ball? They've made some improvements. They've made improvements on the D line. Myles Garrett's having a great training camp. They have no secondary. They have no receivers. They have no quarterback. So you got some issues there, but in certain areas they are much improved year over year. 3 new draft picks.
You lost Terrell Pryor. You replaced him with Kenny Britt. I guess those are two guys who came out of nowhere and had some fantasy relevance last year. So maybe that's a wash, best case scenario.
You got to see. You got to see how Pryor plays this year. I don't know whether that was a mistake or not. He may have just had one.
Jabril Peppers, as a living in Ohio, they must not like him as a Michigan guy, right?
No, we don't. No, we don't hold grudges like that. Once they come play for the Browns, it's. I mean, it's fine. I think. if you're in, there's not a lot of Columbus born and bred Browns fans. So maybe if you're Columbus born and bred and you hate Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, you got to go pull people at the grocery store because you live in Columbus now, right? Not Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm in Columbus, but I don't
think. Well, another episode brought you by the Tourism Board of Columbus, Ohio. Holy cow.
Yeah, come visit, man. We got a lot going on here. Good college town.
We got an email from a Michigan fan saying, hold on, let me open this up. Columbus is an S-hole, Mordor-esque, just debacle of evil horribleness. an anti-Columbus take out there.
I need some examples.
Well, it's a Michigan fan.
I think the main one is the horseshoe and everybody who comes out of there.
Yeah, it's an anti-Ohio State tweet, really, more than an anti-Columbus tweet.
All right, Renan, let's talk about things that I hate. Our last guest was a Saints fan on yesterday's podcast, and we talked about how the 2009 Saints will forever be just despised because they had Hitler as their defensive coordinator. But now he's your defense coordinator. You know, I hate Greg Williams so much. Here's a hot take. I would rather Donald Trump be president than Greg Williams. That's how much I hate him.
Well,
now he's your defensive coordinator. How do you defend that?
Well, so what? What's the knock on Greg Williams? He was the originator behind Bountygate.
Chester was a Titans fan. He tried to kill his quarterback.
He's a terrible human being.
Look.
As I said on last year's podcast, the only reason Greg Williams hasn't killed any Jews.
Guys, right, part of being a football fan is rooting for terrible human beings. Don't just single out the Browns. Every team has a terrible human being. That's what being a sports fan is. Yeah. You know, we cheer for criminals.
The beauty of being a sports fan. People.
So, you know what? Yeah, Greg Williams, you know, at least his wrongdoing was on the field.
All right, we got a game for you, Renan, okay?
Hey, that's an improvement. That's an improvement having Greg Williams, by the way, as defensive coordinator. And let me throw out Jamie Collins' name also. He's a good player. We're going to have him for the full year this year. I don't know why he resigned with us, but he did. So I know we're expecting good things from the
rebuilding team. Should always sign like 30-year-old linebackers. That's really the way to go.
Guys who Bill Belichick thinks don't have it anymore. What does he know about football?
You guys outsmarted him there, to be fair. Okay. Renan, let's go right now. I want you – this is a game. People want more games. Can you name – all 26 Browns quarterbacks since their revival in 1999.
Wow.
Let's do it.
Is this for real? This is like a sportless game.
I got a whole list.
And I'm not – look, I got my computer in front of me. I am not going on Google.
Okay. Do not cheat. Show some integrity from that Columbus, Ohio.
Show
Superfan Robbie that it's not a total trash fill. Okay.
Tim Couch.
Tim Couch, number one.
Oh, man. And I'm going to skip to – I know I'm going to miss a few. Kelly Holcomb.
Started a playoff game.
Brady Quinn. Derek Anderson.
It's crazy that Derek Anderson's still in the league. I'm just going to go, man.
I got to go out of order. So we'll get.
Go ahead,
order. Are we counting like the Osweilers or he's not started? So that's
no. Anyone? He had to start a game. He hasn't started. Okay. Yet. Unless you know.
Last
the future.
Year we had Griffin, and then we had McCown, and then we had Cody Kessler.
Correct.
Jason Campbell was our starter for a while. Charlie Fry. Jake DeLome started for a little bit. Man, I got to get at least halfway there.
I got one.
Yeah.
You haven't thought
wait,
of
no, don't
the
say
it. The number one quarterback in the NFL in 2000.
Austin Davis.
No, that's a good one. Austin Davis from 2015.
Number one quarterback in 2000.
He was not on the Browns then.
He was not on the Browns then, but then we snagged him. It wasn't DeLome?
No, he was not the number one quarterback ever.
He had a good year.
Akiva, was this guy that I'm saying, did he not start for the Browns? I think he did.
Yeah, he did. I know what you're talking. I'm pretty sure I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many have you got? How many?
You have like 15 left.
Oh, Jeff Garcia.
Jeff Garcia. Okay.
How could I forget that guy?
You got him when I said he's bald, right?
There you go. I gave it away.
Okay. Who else?
How many have I gotten so far?
You got about half.
That's pretty good for the Browns.
Yeah. Oh, Bruce Gradkowski started for us.
Gradkowski, the Toledo Rocket.
Yeah, it's the earlier years. It's like the couch.
There's a couple of modern ones that you're going to be really upset you didn't get.
Oh, so I got to think recently. Yeah, did I get Derek Anderson?
Yeah, you got Derek Anderson. Yep.
I missed Manziel. Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, that would have been embarrassing if you missed.
Oh,
Manziel.
I missed Brian Hoyer. Yeah,
Hoyer,
so I missed
that
whole
season. Only one of the 26 with a winning record, 10-6.
Hoyer, yeah, that's the NFL. That's NFL scheduling for you. That was a great year. Didn't make the playoffs. It was still a great year.
Did they have a winning record with Derek Anderson?
He did not have a winning record in his Browns career, though.
No, they did. They finished 10-6.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was as a Brown. Did you have a winning record? Literally, one of them, including guys who played one game, can say yes, and it was just.
Listen, we come prepared here
on 32 Fans. All right, you want the rest?
Wait. Yeah, I want the rest.
All right, Brandon Whedon. It's possible he said one of these that I didn't
think
so. Brandon Whedon, Colt McCoy.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Seneca Wallace.
Oh, of course, Holmgren.
Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Got fired from ESPN. Tough day.
Ty Detmer from 1999 also, Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh,
you said, you said Josh McCown, but you didn't say Luke McCown, his brother.
You should have just said McCown and not Sporkle. You would have got him both.
On Sporkle, you would have got him both. Thad Lewis from 2012. Yeah, Thad Lewis, 2012.
You're going deep.
Doug Peterson in 2000. I believe that's the same Eagles coach, right?
It is, yeah.
Connor Shaw, 2014. Ken Dorsey, the Miami quarterback, played with you for a few years.
We threw him to the wall.
And Spurgeon Wynn from 2000.
I love it, Spurgeon.
I mean, 26 quarterbacks. Do you realize since then, I think the Patriots have had two?
No, four.
Because
they had three last year. And five, actually, because they had Bledsoe,
Brady, Bledsoe, Castle, Garoppolo. Right? Who else started a game?
Brissett last year.
Oh, Brissett started a game.
Yeah,
you're right. Good point. Yeah. I forgot about that. Okay.
That Browns QB jersey with all the names. That's gotta go directly to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it should be one day when you guys win.
We're gonna win 4 to 5 games this year. I'm with you. I'd rather actually get Sam Darnold, but I think we will win 4 to 5games.
But listen, you could get Chosen Rosen. You could get Josh Allen. Maybe there's other guys out there.
Chosen Rosen. Oh, that's a great nickname.
Do you want to do all the coaches from this century, or I guess this era? That same thing.
People are getting depressed. They're turning off their podcasts.
You want to try
Romeo Crennel. Romeo Crennel was my favorite.
Romeo was your favorite. Best winning percentage. You want to guess who had the best winning percentage? It's 41%.
It was 41. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
41% winning percentage. Was it Crennel?
No, it was Butch Davis. Brunell's second at 37.5. I like that Chris Palmer took over. I mean, again, they're essentially an expansion team, even though officially they weren't. And Palmer, because he had been the Jaguars offensive coordinator when they started, or was he actually the coach pre Coughlin? I don't even remember.
I know he was their offensive coordinator.
So they're like, okay, he's been around. Yeah, why did they? Yeah, he was the offensive coordinator. No, but he wasn't their offensive coordinator. I don't forget why they signed him. Anyway, he was 5-27. Palmer was horrible, and I don't even think he got real gigs after that. Terry Robiski, Mangini, Pat Shurmur. The best is when you sign a coach and he gets fired, and then he becomes a tight ends coach. I know Shurmur is Chester's offensive coordinator, but Mike Singletary gets fired and literally can't get a water boy job in the league because he's so uncovered.
Yeah, who does
Tice? Tice had other issues.
Does Mike Pettin have a job right now?
I bet he does. I mean, Pettin was a legitimate defensive coordinator beforehand.
You know, if Phil Savage was our GM and he's doing play by play for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
You know what? Mike Pettin is only 50 years old, but has not gotten a gig since going 10-22 with the Browns. He was not in the league last year or this year. That's really bad, and he's young.
But look, that brings us to now. Given that pedigree, I mean, how happy do you think we are with Hugh Jackson? I mean, it's like that. Hugh Jackson is a coach that other teams actually wanted.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. Hugh Jackson is
he's a good coach. Am I wrong?
He's a good coach.
We haven't seen evidence.
But I also think, we haven't seen evidence. Other people want him. I do think by the time the Browns stench is off of him. It's hard because I'm sure the Browns, ownership and front office right now is saying, we know that we're supposed to be bad. So if Few this year goes 5-11, we for sure have to bring him back. But fans have very short memories. At the end of the season, they'll just be we're five. They'll just say we're 5-11. Same thing with the Jets. Like, there's Todd Bowles should keep his job.
If the Browns go 5-11 this year, Browns fans will be very happy. I think.
I agree. But I think there's no record where Hugh Jackson should get fired. But I do think if they go 3-13 and have the second or third pick, there's a good chance he gets fired, where he probably shouldn't. Same thing with the Jets with Bowles, where I don't think Bowles. Yeah. 6-10, he gets an extension, I think, honestly.
We're having a parade. Coach J.R. Smith, no shirt.
Coach J.R. Smith, that would be pretty sweet.
You ever heard of a 6-10 parade? You know, I was a little bit bummed last year. They were really going to do an 0-16 parade. That was really in the worst.
That's depressing.
Yeah, you wanted the one. You were depressed when they got that win, you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, nobody wanted. Yeah, well, we wanted an 0-16 celebration. And we play the Chargers again, and there's no way we're winning that game this year.
All right. Well, so tell which players have you excited about the Browns this year, Ronan?
Jabril Peppers. I think Kaiser at QB.
Hold on. One at a time. So
Miles Garrett.
What position is Peppers? Is Peppers going to play?
Going to return kicks. He's going to play safety.
Is he good at any of these things? Like, I understand Jabril Peppers is like built in a factory to play college football, but I do think, and we see this in the NBA a lot too, where it's like he is incredible, except if you're not really good at one particular position, it's kind of useless that you're like a B- at safety and a B- at linebacker and a B- at, like, it's cute that you could do all these things, but if you're not great at one thing, you're going to be out of the league in like 3 years.
No, but he's, you know, he's lighting people up and like delivering real big hits in the, you know, after passes in practice. So
it's just questionable. Can he be like a, you know, like a top level safety? Can he be like a top level sort of like box lemmer? I don't know. Maybe he can be. I'm not like down in Peppers, but it's just the no position guys frighten me always in basketball and in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm excited for a healthy Corey Coleman. And now if he gets injured, they're screwed. But mm-hmm. You know, DeShone Kizer can throw the deep ball. I guess Osweiler can too. I don't.
Kizer, did you watch a lot of Notre Dame guys? Are you a college football guy?
Yeah, but I don't watch. I don't watch a lot of Notre Dame.
I mean, to me, like Kizer is just so frustrating. I don't know. Like, I wouldn't be that excited about him
because he can't.
He's the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. I don't know what you're talking about.
Who, Kizer
himself?
He said that.
Do you not remember around the draft? He said he has Tom Brady's brains I forget. He gave himself the body of one like superstar and the brains of another.
He's kind of getting the headlines by saying that. He doesn't, you know, that's the one for the Trump school. Just say something crazy and everybody will talk about you.
Well, so see your prediction for who's going to be the starting quarterback for this team by November, December?
It seems to me that by November, December, yeah, definitely. Because Osweiler will start. They'll start 1-4, 1-5. You know, maybe they put Kaiser in during that Jets game. Maybe that's when we see Kaiser get his first start.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to throw him in against the Steelers in week one. I think they got the Ravens week two. So maybe they start with Osweiler. I can't figure out what they're doing with Osweiler right now, if they're trying to showcase him for a trade or if they're really going to go with him. I mean, if Kaiser's not ready, what else are they going to do? They have to
showcase Osweiler for a trade. A team just like gave away.
Showcase Osweiler for a trade.
Like, they just gave away like
Browns fan.
You never know.
It's like this, like a Mets fan saying, like, all right, do you think we get like Trout and the prospect for Addison Reed?
By the way, if we're talking about the Mets, if you're a Mets fan, Jay Bruce.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, you're welcome. You guys gave us like. Thank you. You're welcome.
Wait,
yeah,
if we're talking about baseball for a second, okay, obviously the Indians are going to win the division, but the Twins are outscoring Arizona 15-3 in the last 2 days and are in the playoffs if the season ended today. So
yeah, we just took 2 out of 3 from the Twins in Minnesota, though, so they might be in the wild card, but they're not going to win the division.
Oh, no. Yeah, the Indians, I mean, the Twins saved, at least it's not official, just because the Twins did pull off the second game of the doubleheader on, what was that, Thursday night? I was sweating that one, but a couple of nice strikeouts to end the game there.
I don't even think we tried in the second game of that one. I think I don't know who was coming in from the bullpen in that game, but
yeah, you're only up like 5 games or so in the division right now. Yeah, but the Twins aren't winning the division. But the Twins could make a wild card, and as we said, I would have to go to that game in New York to watch them lose 14-2 to the Yankees.
I could see the Yankees losing that game.
Well, you have to look at the Twins Yankees history, even when the Twins were good last decade. So Twins never beat the Yankees.
Oh, well, yeah. There you go.
But yeah, back to football. So all right, so the over-under for this team is 4.5. And the reason it's so high is over-unders are never going to be higher than 12 or lower than 4 just because, you know.
I'm going over. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. They beat the Jets. They beat the Bears. They beat the Rams. They beat the Jags. All right, so that's 4 right there. We said Jets, Bears, Rams, Jags. Then you've got 4 games against
Jaguars fans until the Blake Bortles disaster the other night. We're locking themselves into a playoff spot. But you think that's an automatic win for Cleveland?
Yeah. Did you see the Blake Bortles disaster? Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen your quarterbacks?
I think we'll handle the Jags. So that's 4. Okay. And I think Kizer could be better than Bortles. I mean, Bortles stinks. Osweiler stinks. So those guys cancel out. I think we're better at different positions. We're better. They got better receivers. Who's their running back? Fournette. I guess he could be pretty good. We'll see. So that's 4. I'm calling those are 4 wins for the Browns. And you know what? The Ravens are not good this year. We get the Ravens twice, the Bengals, we get the Bengals twice. Out of those 4 games, 2 against the Bengals, 2 against the Ravens, I think we're taking 1.
Wow.
So there's your five right there.
I'm going under 4.5. I'm getting them 3 wins, which means they'll triple last season. Tremendous improvement. Keith, what about you?
I know. They were a public company.
4.5 is really tough. It would not be one of my best bets either way. I do think they could probably – I would go over with a gun to my head, like 5.5-ish. Wow.
So if you're going under,
why did you have them ranked 30th in your power rankings? And if you think they're winning 5 games,
there you go. I told you
because their ceiling is 5. Their ceiling is 5 or 6.
Okay.
Every other team has a higher ceiling than them.
The Bears have a higher ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, in theory,
the
they do.
Rams have a higher ceiling.
Yeah, the Rams do have a higher ceiling.
I mean, I just judge by quarterback a lot, and so for me, the Browns' ceiling is so low. That I have them 31st. You, Akiva, you had him ahead of San Francisco. I would so much rather have Brian Hoyer than every piece of garbage under center in Cleveland.
Browns are going to run the ball. They're just going to run the ball a ton. They don't need a great quarterback.
Yeah, but you have to be within 2 touchdowns to run the ball.
That's the question. How's their defense going to perform? Look, Miles.
You have Greg Williams, so I'm sure that they'll try and injure people.
Look, he's definitely going to use the incentive card and try and motivate people to play good defense in different ways.
That's true.
Miles Garrett, you guys hate Jamie Collins. Jamie Collins is decent. Danny Shelton, who got banged up yesterday in training
camp.
It's
not that we hate Jamie Collins. It's that we trust Bill Belichick's judgment more than the Cleveland Browns front office judgment.
Yeah, look, you're not wrong. I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
I don't know, but maybe he had like a personal thing against Jamie Collins or something. He was that was a bit of a weird trade. He didn't get much in return.
Yeah, but again, he gives these guys away for nothing. But when the Vikings got Randy Moss that year in 2010, I was pumped for the same reason. But yeah, Belichick knows when these guys are toast. Keith, do you have any more fun games for our Browns fan here?
No, I think 2 games is enough. But I will try and do games for all future contestants because I think people will like it. Renan,
yeah, that was a hint at the roster game. Not that I actually want you to do it.
Oh, I'm dumb. Okay, Renan, are you familiar with America's favorite recurring segment, the roster game?
Yeah.
But recurring would imply that it's not in every single episode, but it is so far in every single episode.
I think I failed miserably at this last year, and
we did get another email saying like people suck at the roster game, and they were very disappointed. all right, pick a number from 0 to 100.
Oh. 92 for Courtney Brown, the number one draft pick in
the perfect.
after we returned.
Very early ESPN magazine, I remember the Browns were going to draft Courtney Brown, and The Perfect Storm, the movie, I guess, had just been out. And then like the ESPN, the magazine said Courtney Brown, like they compared him to The Perfect Storm as if like he was perfect. All right. Tell me about Rashid Bailey.
Tell me he's a wide receiver.
Yeah, he's a wide receiver from Delaware Valley.
Oh, wow. You know what? We've got no receivers.
Profiling him based on his name?
We've got.
Because that did not work with the last guy, who was also a wide receiver.
You know what? We've got like 4 or 5 rookie wide receivers. I know we have one name like Rashard Matthews, Rashard Higgins, and the guy you mentioned sounded like him. So I went with receivers.
Other than Coleman, who are your starting receivers besides Coleman?
Kenny Britt.
Kenny Britt had 1,300 yards with Jared Goff throwing him to last year. So
there you go. So it was Kenny Britt or Terrell Pryor. They went with Kenny Britt. And then after him, they've got this rookie, Rashard Higgins, Rashard Matthews? I can't remember. But they've got a whole bunch of young receivers who are playing well in training camp. So I think the guy you mentioned, I can't remember his name anymore. He's one of these young receivers.
You know, they just signed him, so he's really roster depth, so you don't have to feel bad about
it. Yeah, what was his name again?
Rashid Bailey.
Rashid Bailey, yeah. He may have caught a pass in the first game. I guess it's weird this year because they don't cut anybody until, like, the last day. So you've got all these guys
weird
on the team.
And it's also bad for Hard Knocks. It's like there's no cuts till the end.
Yeah, well, Aguayo got cut. Aguado. No, that Aguado's the guy from Ace Ventura. Aguayo got cut. So, yeah, hey.
Keeping up to date on Hard Knocks, are you, Renan?
I love Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
The Browns always get a pass. Browns always get a pass.
All right. Do we have anything? Do we have anything else for Renan? Plugs? Anything?
No, we've been on a real streak of losing teams here in this
podcast. You guys aren't going in like order from like 32 in your power rankings to one or anything?
No,
like
it's
that?
Too hard to logistically handle that. You know,
no, we started with the Patriots, but since then, and then we also had the Seahawks yesterday. Your brother-in-law, actually, I believe, Renan.
Actually, yeah, Gresham, did you?
Well, he's your brother-in-law, not your cousin.
He's my brother-in-law. Did you bust his chops over Michael Bennett? Ask him any hard questions about that.
I'm on TV.
No, who cares? Oh, you mean that he doesn't stand up for the anthem?
Yeah, I guess.
No,
like
this is the most woke podcast in the world. We don't care about that stuff. We don't stand up for the anthem. I'm joking.
Oh, you gotta get Josh's opinion on that.
I don't wouldn't know. No, I want Josh's grandfather's opinion on that.
Yeah, I want Perry whatever Reed's his opinion is, that. Whatever his opinion is, he'll send it to you in a meme.
Who, Perry? I told Josh we're gonna have. I want to have Perry on Josh's poker list.
There was a lot of Perry discussion after our recording. After.
We should have really honestly put that up. That was super interesting.
Yeah, so you nobody guys, knows what we're like, talking about right now, but we'll have him on the podcast one time.
It sounds like you guys have subscribed and opted in to his email threads.
No, I'm not on his email chains, but I've heard about him for so many years that I.
Yeah, he's actually come to Columbus a few times to visit.
All right, now we're talking about somebody that nobody knows who we're talking about. So
we're talking about grandfather.
A previous guest grandfather who has three World Series of Poker.
Who came to Columbus to eat fish and chips. Paid $17 for it. Yeah. See, I was listening.
Hey, you can knock Columbus all you want. We've got a casino 15 minutes down the street. So
I mean, Hollywood, Florida right now, I could walk to the freaking Hard Rock, which is a better casino. Yes, by the way, speaking of Perry wouldn't go when we were here like for Josh's wedding parties, everyone was like, let's go to the Hard Rock on Saturday night, and Perry like asked what the stakes were, and we told him, and they were too low. He wouldn't go. It wasn't worth his time to play poker for like 100 for
just so people understand, this is a guy he won a bracelet in the World Series of Poker.
He has three bracelets. He's like a legend. Anyway,
he can't.
$100 $1-2-0 limit was not super interesting to him. Okay. I think we're good, Chester. Renan, do you have Twitter? Any plugs?
Yeah, he's Renanimous.
Yeah, I'm Renanimous on Twitter.
Yeah.
Haven't been tweeting much lately. You know, all these Twitter crybabies all over the place trying to just stay away from it. But yeah, I got it.
You think snowflakes?
Oh my God, triggered snowflakes all over the place. I just can't stand it.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm Renanimous on Twitter. Browns are going to win 5 games this year. You heard it here first. And there's reason to be optimistic if you're a Cleveland fan. Just don't, you know, it's going to be better watching the Browns than the Cavs.
Yeah, what about Kyrie coming to the Timberwolves for Andrew Wiggins? What do you think about that?
Oh, I like that. The thing is, I haven't heard anything from Kyrie yet until.
Wait, hold on, you like that? You would do that as a Browns fan? I mean, as a Cavs fan?
Who else is in that deal? Possibly.
You could have Gorgie Dieng and a first round draft pick.
I think we need to get a point guard. Is there a point guard you can give us also?
Well, the problem Rubio? Is Jeff can't be. No, we traded him to Utah. This is one of the many reasons I was pissed about that trade. They traded him to Utah, signed Jeff Teague. They're paying more money for a worse, older point guard, in my opinion. But also, Teague can't be moving until December 15th because you got to wait 6 months after you sign a free agent. Whereas, you know, if they could have offered Rubio, although Rubio's not the right guy for a LeBron team because you need a point guard who's going to hit wide open threes because LeBron's going to handle the ball. So Rubio would not be the right point guard.
You got a Joe Webb sighting. Joe Webb on the move.
But what are you watching?
The Panthers quarterback. Gotta love Joe.
Oh, is there? Is
wait,
there
he's playing at
right
center.
Now?
I thought he played special teams and wide receiver.
He's playing quarterback in the preseason.
What is there football on right now? I'm watching Indians Royals.
By the way, the Twins Diamondbacks game went final. I'm just pointing that out here. I know everyone's on the tip of their seats, edge of their seats, wanting to know about that.
All right, let's get this finished. But it was fun doing that.
It was fun.
Thanks for coming on. We probably won't speak to you about the postseason, but maybe next year the Browns won't have a 3 next to their name in the preseason rankings.
All right, well, I see you guys at the 6-10 parade.
Yep.
You guys will be my guests of honor. All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Renan, thanks so much.
Thanks.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, Mike.
Fix us, but we're too stubborn to know.